If the ball doesn't go in the hole, that's not a good golf shot. That's a Masters Minute. I'm Masters Mike.
This is the weirdest show ever.
This is the weirdest show.
It's because we're all insane by 6:30. Yippee-yay,
community quick hits. This is crazy, too. Yippee-yay, community quick hits.
Everybody loves community quick hits.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
Texas Land and Cattle.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, joining us is two-thirds. We already heard from the other third earlier today, and now it's the rest of the Muser Show. Why are you calling me, Danny?
Calling you?
I'm getting a phone call from Danny Bayless right now.
No, you're calling me.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to decline that.
Let's welcome George Dunham and Craig Miller to the program.
Hello.
Our master's friends.
Metalla George.
Hello.
What a great day.
Little golfing buddies out here at Augusta. I'll tell you what, there's nothing, it's almost like a dream sequence, like just walking down, I think we were on 15 at the time, walking across the 15 fairway, looking over there at the green, seeing Jordan Spieth's approach shot, and then looking up and seeing you two. Like, it is some sort of other world.
Like a weirdest dream last night.
Yeah.
We were at the Masters, and we're watching Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, and I high-fived you. And
I think today was my greatest sports day ever. I never thought I'd walk these fairways, and I love Jordan Spieth, and I got to see him play maybe his greatest round to date. I mean, it didn't win a tournament yet today, but... Man, that 66 looked better by the minute as the day went on. And
boy, it sure did.
There are two 68s now. Lowry and Lee both shot 68. But, wow, what a round. And to see him up close and personal, because like most of the Metroplex, I'm so in love with that guy. I just love him so much. And that up and down we saw
on the 16
was just
psychotic.
Amazing he got that thing up and down.
Thank you, of course, to Gentleman Jack for making this all possible.
Gentleman Jack are my friends, Corby.
I know. I mean, I know that we're having the whiskey war, that we're in a perpetual war with one another.
I've tried to sign truce after truce.
Gentleman Jack,
and he won't.
I tried to poison him
last night. He's like whiskey ISIS. He just He won't quit.
No. And I'm just dumping Woodford Reserve all over my head.
Yep.
Like that picture that was in the cubicle area there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that throws off the scent of bears.
Woodford Reserve
does? It's another little nugget about Woodford that not a lot of people know. That you should always carry it on your camping trips with you for not only a little nip in the forest, but just to dump it on your head so you don't get attacked by a grizz.
That's insane.
Look it up.
Does that only work when you're menstruating or all the time?
Taco period.
I understand, Craig, that this morning.
What does that mean?
That this morning there were some curious times for you and the great Gordo, because people kept coming in here to the championship club and looking at your broadcast and looking at George and saying what?
They all said the same thing. Wow, I can't believe you made it this morning. Or, wow, how are you doing this morning? And so Gordon and I start looking at each other like, what did he do last night?
Got ranked number one in the world.
So we asked him, and he said, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
He said, oh, nothing. I just played a little pool and watched the Mavericks game. So
that's all we did.
Played a little pool and watched the Mavericks
game. Lost games. A little pool.
Yeah. Did you not talk about the copious amounts of booze?
No, we drank responsibly. Actually, I would say the best way to say it is we sipped responsibly.
We did. I mean, I may have. I'm not sure that the man that ended up in my bed sprawling all over it.
What?
1:30 in the morning going, wow, I'm so dead. I can't believe I got to get up in an hour and a half.
After our celebratory,
what a bunch of wimps.
Our celebratory shot of what is it, Tennessee Fire?
Yeah.
After the Mavs game, and we just finished it. And George goes, "Let's do another one."
Look,
see,
we were only on this rock one time.
Yep,
we're probably
right.
only going to the Masters one time.
Right.
You
Let's have
go
a good
hard,
time
man.
While we're here.
Okay, then why do you deny the existence of out-of-town Giorgio? Just embrace it. It happens.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's just
that
could easily happen in my hometown, too. It's just
that was the most classic example of out-of-town Giorgio that I've seen
awesome.
In like 15 years.
Really?
Dude, it was awesome.
Man, you were going for it.
See, this is the weird
you were
thing.
Tending bar at one
day,
point.
Yeah, I was doing that.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He pushed the bartender out of the way.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and demanded to corral the bar himself.
And, he ate about 3/4 of a giant industrial bag of goldfish. but he called them cheddar fish.
How did you make
it? These cheddar fish are delicious.
How did you recover for the show?
I don't know. I'm an amazing human being. There's no doubt about it. Some of the things I do, I amaze myself. But yeah, I didn't.
Did you sleep in his bed last night?
No, we walked down to their place.
No, what happened was is that I left. I was like, it's time for me to go to bed. Me.
And you don't work till 3.
No, I wanted to go to bed. He tracked me down. He followed me. We had to go because we were at this one central party house, and we had to walk up about a block and a half to our house. And so I kind of snuck out of there. And before you know it, I'm like washing my face, getting ready for bed. I hear this, "Whoa, where are you, you big P? It's time to party." And here comes this big old George running through my room and jumping on my bed. And
oh,
man,
it was fun.
The selfie that he took or tried to take of me and I.
Do you remember posting that selfie last night at about
12:45? Yeah.
He was like, "Come here. Get over here, man. Come on."
Everyone's partying out there tonight.
He couldn't turn the phone around for the selfie. He kept, "I don't understand how this
no,
thing works."
I did that. I just kept dropping it.
Yeah, and he dropped his phone like 3 times. And then the picture looks like something from 1924, like a family in the old West. It's so blurry, you know. And then he posted, the post on Twitter was, "Best friends forever." Like we're 14-year-old girls.
But he right. sent it to Jordan Spieth.
You know, yes. And then,
what? Jordan Spieth.
Best, no, I said go, Jordan
yes,
Spieth.
Best you, friends no. forever.
I said, go,
at Jordan Spieth.
And what did he shoot today? 66.
Well, you know what that means for tonight? Round 2.
Okay. Let's go.
Look at the big talk.
Man, I'm going to be in bed by 7:35.
Look at the big
no,
talk.
No, you're not. You're not. You can't.
Well, we got to play pool again.
Yeah,
yeah we
well, I want to rematch.
Pool again. Yeah.
A fired killer. He's off my team. You suck, killer. God almighty.
God.
You need to smoke 11 cigars.
Just one. That was a good cigar.
Down
I know.
About a half a
God,
bottle of Gentleman
you were
Jack.
Smoking too?
Yes. Smoking.
He was yeah. such a big shot last night. He was so big shot, Georgie,
oh, yeah.
hanging out with all these high level. You know,
the same people
liquor.
You were hanging out with.
No,
I wasn't big
I
shot
wasn't.
Anybody.
I was playing oh, words with friends with Sturm.
So there were, there were, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 people down there yucking it up and smoking and drinking. And we're playing pool, and George is, like, twirling the pool stick like a nunchuck.
Another
and stuff.
Exaggeration. Did not do that.
Turned to some guy from Canada and was like, "Hey, how much money you make?"
I did not. I
and
did not.
And they start, yes, he's like wondering salary.
I've seen him,
okay,
I've
look.
Seen him do both of these things.
Well, this is a common thread.
The pool twirl
so
and
made
how much
up.
Money
big
do
time
you, make?
You with money.
Yeah.
This is so I've
made seen him
up.
Do that. I've seen
throwing
him do that to people more than
out of
once.
His wallet.
He was making it rain.
Yes, he was.
Right into Corby's wallet.
Yeah, that was true. That was more Bruce, though, our buddy from
yeah,
Gentleman
Bruce carried
Jack.
You. No doubt about that.
Yes, I'm no pool expert, that's for sure. But
and telling us how we're going to go lake surfing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
new sport.
I'm ready. I'm ready to surf.
I was serious about that.
I know.
Messing
no.
around.
No, I know.
This ain't a bunch of messing around what we're talking about here. We're just talking about life here.
Boy, but that was another thing as we're sitting around the fire, and he starts telling us about surfing. And then
still ski on the weekend.
And then
he didn't bring that up.
Oh, God, yeah, he didn't like that. But then it was like, and then he kind of turned to everybody as they were looking at him kind of with this – quiz look
on
their
another
face.
Made-up fact from last
and
night.
And he was like, "Yeah, behind my boat."
He said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
George.
I did not.
You did, too.
We were talking about
Master,
how you...
Mastercraft 26X Falcon. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but I don't know.
No one's heard of that. NXT 20. And I didn't say, "Yeah, behind my boat." I'm like, Chris. I had to explain it to you. What? You do what? You surf behind a boat? Yeah. Yes, Corby, you surf behind. I was trying to explain it
there
to
was,
you.
There was, in all honesty, there was one very funny moment when all of the guys were sitting around and he starts talking about the boat. You know, yeah, I went to the lake house, you know, whatever, I got my boat. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I do ski on the weekend. That's really funny.
I did say that. I did say that, and I thought of Mino.
Still ski on the weekend.
Hey, though, he hates you, by the way, Mino.
I want to thank
I
you guys.
I love everybody.
For bringing this to my attention, because it takes good friends to expose a problem.
Right.
There's no problem.
And I will talk to him.
There is
and
no you know problem what? With someone living life to the fullest.
No, I but trust
you
me.
You got to get this in hand.
You were awesome. You were awesome. You were the MVP last night by a mile. Where were you?
Boy, that's the question
yeah,
of the week.
All he talked about starting the night was, if I have one drink, I'll fall asleep standing up.
I mean,
I was like, man, we're at the Masters. Come on, Mike.
Yes.
And we went back to the house together, me, Mike, and Gordo.
You're Masters.
Yeah,
I know. He has to get up at 2 in the morning. You don't have to do anything. And old Tinkle Balls over here, you couldn't even you couldn't even hang around for a drink.
I needed sleep.
God, what has happened to you, man?
What has happened
Things
to you?
Things changed.
So disappointing.
I'll do better.
No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
You've got to do a lot better.
A lot better.
I will.
Like the commander.
I'll do a lot better.
Well, this really hurts my feelings. I thought we were the best friends of all time.
We are.
After last night.
I think
you and Corby or you and Jordan Spieth?
Well, I just said go Jordan Spieth.
Go Jordan Spieth.
Such a sixth grade
go.
Girl.
And he shot 66. That's so generic. It's like the most generic sports cheer.
Go.
Go.
I was excited to be at the Masters.
Win.
Knowing that I was going to watch Jordan Spieth the next day.
There was a guy that was wearing a TCU hat out there, and I was like, hey, man, go Frogs. And he's like, he had the weirdest response back to me. He looks at me and he goes, I went to TCU. But stop it. I go Frogs. He goes, go, baby.
Baby?
Baby.
To you?
To me. Go, baby. I was like, God, so gay. Go, baby.
Well,
good night, George.
I had a good
good
time.
Night. And you know what? Round two, yeah, look, you can sleep on the plane tomorrow. You'll be fine. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
Round two tonight.
Yeah, let's go.
And you better get in on this, too.
Oh, I'm getting after it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is,
okay.
You know, Thursday is typically my night.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I'm more
you
of a
guys got the whole
guy.
Weekend, you know? Right. You got the nothing going on.
You can
you know,
ski.
I understand you on that.
The Thursday thing?
I don't like to throw it down early in the week, but
no.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
That's when it's on.
Because you know what? Everybody throws it down on Friday and Saturday. That's,
sure.
That's cliche.
That's easy.
Right. Anybody but, can do that.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, too early. Thursday?
Thursday.
Now you're talking.
There it is.
There it is, George.
Tennessee,
yeah,
Tennessee
fire.
There
it is, George.
That Jack
is,
Daniels, Tennessee fire.
That is fire water.
Would you
There's
like
no
to
that.
Get things started off on the right foot? Say,
right let's do it.
Now.
Let's get a shot. Let's get a
look,
shot.
Look,
shot it up.
Hang
shot
on.
It up.
No, we're not going to do shots.
What do you mean?
Shots.
What do you mean we're not doing
what
shots?
You changed.
It was an emotional night. We're at the Masters, and the great Merle
okay,
Haggard died yesterday.
All right, Merle Haggard is still dead.
And that was another
We're still at the Masters.
After the
Merle Haggard is still dead. That's the reason you
did. We did the first shot to celebrate the Masters win, and he's like, all right, load another one up.
The Mavericks
let's go.
Win.
I mean, yeah, the Mavericks win.
Yeah.
And then it was.
I did not say, hey, let's load it up. You're making me feel like such a criss-cross. I did not do that.
Hey,
babe, load another one up.
Oh,
and gosh. Then it was for. Then the next one was for Jordan Spieth.
Well, we
was
had
it
to.
Not?
Well, we poured out some of our
we
whiskey.
We poured
drink
one out
for
Merle.
Oh,
Merle.
Yeah. Yes, he poured his shot
yeah,
out on the
on
bar.
On the granite top. countertop.
Yeah,
our poor bartender. God,
for Merle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
pour
but they
one
enjoyed
out.
Cleaning that up.
I
and then,
cleaned it up, actually.
And then he told the story. He's like, hey, everybody want to hear the story about here how I got suspended from radio?
Okay, here's another one. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, we did.
That was, no, that was when we were
had
outside.
To do a shot
no,
to
no,
that.
We were inside. We were inside.
And the Mavericks yeah. one, we had to do two shots for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he turns to the bartender. You ever heard of a body shot?
I did not say that.
Sweet.
Half of this is so made up. So made up. You believe any of this, Ryan?
I believe all of it.
All of it?
All of it.
No.
All I know
look,
is.
Look, I've seen you in action enough to know.
You ended up in my bed. Oh, but you did. You probably don't remember this, but you did help me find the fan switch.
Yes.
Because I couldn't find.
I
couldn't
remember
work
everything.
The
I was
fan.
Fine. I remembered. I turned it on for you.
Yeah, you did.
Because you were like, I can't find my fan switch. And you were starting to cry. Whiskey cry. And I said, hey, hang on. I got you covered.
Emotional.
I got you covered.
Get out of here.
Get
Oh. By the way, I used some of your shampoo this morning.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, that's hot. So sweet.
Let's just share it together.
Oh, did
tonight.
You find my right. my shaving cream?
Yes, I did. Okay, I used some of that, too.
Good, good.
Excellent.
See, everything works out.
Yep, it does. Everything will work if you let it.
Do you use some of my ball wax to get your tinkle off your balls?
What? Oh, that didn't even make any sense.
I even felt like that went over the line.
What's he been doing all afternoon?
You guys what do you think? He's on his seventh pint.
You know what, man?
Oh, no.
I've had my first Red Bull, and I feel like I'm X-ing right now.
Red Bull? I'm writing your ass up for that, man.
Red Bull.
All right. Is that Dunham & Miller Morning Program here with us from the Masters. Now, you boys will be here tomorrow. Is that
5 out of 10. You
all
bet.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
Who wants to surf behind my boat tonight?
Would you stop it with that?
What?
Girl!
I did not say it like that. I thought you'd be excited about
it. I want to go.
Well, you're not going now. I'm taking Annie.
You're taking your new Canadian rich friends.